Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now, hour number three, or tres. You want to join us. In fact, we're going to make this hour, this entire hour, kind of a mini or a maxi, I guess, wall-to-wall free-for-all. We have cleared out all of our guests for the day, and What we're going to do in this hour, because we've got a whole bunch of stuff on our plate today. You got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who doesn't know even basic civics when it comes to tax abatements and tax credits. She just coughed up 25,000 jobs in New York, courtesy of Amazon. And the bulk of them pay $150,000 or more. You've got a bureaucratic coup that is going on in Washington. Rod Rosenstein says it didn't happen that way. Says he was just joking. Andrew McCabe says, no joke. Happy President's Day to one and all. But there is something going on in our nation's capital that is very scary. Is something right out of a banana republic. A third world bloodless coup. That's what we've got going on right now in our nation's capital. That is precisely what we've got going on. And you've got people like Adam Schiff, who now is not sure if he'll accept a Robert Mueller finding of no collusion. Did you see Adam Schiff yesterday? Oh, it was great stuff. Was on with Dana Bash, who was filling in for Jake Tapper on State of the Union. And I want you to notice how he dodges this question of whether he will accept Mueller's report findings, even if they say there is no evidence of collusion with Russia. This is Adam Schiff yesterday with Dana Bash. This is cut four. Here we go.
All of this is evidence of collusion, and you either have to look the other way to say it isn't, or you have to have a different word for it, because it is a corrupt dealing with a foreign adversary during a campaign. But again, it will be up to Mueller to determine whether that amounts to criminal conspiracy.
Well, on that note, we expect at some point, maybe soon, maybe not, the findings of the Mueller investigation to finally be completed. If he finds that there was no direct collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, will you accept that?
Well, we're going to have to do our own investigation, and we are. We'll certainly be very interested to learn what Bob Mueller finds. We may have to fight to get that information. Bill Barr has not been willing to commit to provide that report either to the Congress or to the American people. We're going to need to see it. The American people are going to need to see it. We may also need to see the evidence behind that report. There may be, for example, evidence of collusion or conspiracy that is clear and convincing, but not proof beyond a reasonable doubt. The American people are entitled to know if there's evidence of a conspiracy between either the president or the president's campaign and a foreign adversary. At the end of the day, the most important thing for the American people to know is whether the president is somehow compromised, whether there's a leverage that the Russians could use over the president. And if the Russians are in a position to expose wrongdoing by the president or his campaign, that's compromising.
You're talking about transparency, but I guess the question is, in terms of what the substance of his findings are, Robert Mueller, will you, given the fact that he has had such an extensive investigation, will you accept the findings?
You know, I will certainly accept them in this way, Dana. I have great confidence in the special counsel. And if the special counsel represents that he has investigated and not been interfered with, and not been able to make a criminal case, then I will believe that he is operating in good faith.
That's the liar and the leaker, Adam Schiff. That is a guy you cannot trust, and he apparently is not yet willing to trust Robert Mueller. Notice how he dodged that stuff. That's scary. As I mentioned, in this hour, we are going to be caller intensive. That means 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. It is President's Day and a whole bunch on our plate. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Teddy. Teddy, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, there's all this talk of all these ISIS people, foreign fighters, ISIS brides, all that. And I happen to notice that a column by normally liberal Piers Morgan. He says, let them rot in their ISIS hell. Why should anyone take them back? I mean, they were, you know, cooking and cleaning and breeding with all these ISIS people while they're out beheading and killing and raping and everything else. So they shouldn't be given any sympathy. They should be tried and either incarcerated and or executed. I mean, we do not want them anywhere in the Western Hemisphere. We should find another island to stick them on or something like that. But none of them should be allowed to come back. And the kids could be put up for adoption. But
let me ask you, did you see the gal? I believe it was on Fox or CNN, I forget which. And it was a woman, a young woman, who said, you know, you just don't understand what I've been through. And she wants, I think, the U.S., to accept her back on okay terms, that she's more of a refugee than anything else. Do you buy that from these people?
No, I don't buy it because, the notion that someone was brainwashed or something like that, I mean, you got to get on a plane, you got to go there, you got to stick it out. I don't, and it's not worth the risk, I mean, to have these people back here. She'd probably be raising her kids as a little ISIS future fighters and that sort of thing. So the best thing to do, there are some uninhabited islands that the U.S. controls, I mean, places other than Gitmo, like in the South Pacific, that could be used for a prison, and there wouldn't be any federal control, like this island that's about 1,500 miles south of Hawaii, whatever it's called. There's places we could put them where we could just park them and leave them till they rot.
I loved the one story I saw over the weekend, and it involved this very thing. ISIS girlfriends And you saw a picture, it looked like a security video picture of them getting ready to board an airplane and head to the Middle East. And it looked like they were going on spring break. And they were aiding and abetting terrorists. What do we do with people that aid and abet terrorists? This, you know, people are just not thinking. This Jussie Smollett deal is more bizarre. In fact, the word is now the case is this is the deal. The Empire co-star on Fox, Jussie Smollett. Reportedly, his case is going to go before a grand jury. Somebody is not telling the truth. Police now are saying the evidence that they got from those foreign nationals after they were captured on security footage near the scene has, in the words of the cops, has shifted, quote, the trajectory of the investigation, unquote. Smollett originally made it clear to cops that he'd signed complaints against his assailants, but once the Asunderos were arrested, he said he knew them and he felt bad for them and refused to press charges. That's according to TMZ. This is bizarre. Bizarre stuff. Oh, a death in the family, so to speak. Did you hear about Patrick Cadell? A pollster who in his mid-20s helped Jimmy Carter to the White House. Later, though, he backed Donald Trump. He's been on this show. He has been on this show before. Patrick Cadell died at 68 of complications from a stroke. So, yeah, Patrick Cadell, always a pretty good guy. You know, a little rough around the edges, but a smart dude. He was a Harvard senior during that campaign, hooked on with the White House during the Jimmy Carter years. But he has since became kind of a conservative guy and supported conservative causes. Patrick Cadell, dead at the age of 68, complications. We are caller intensive. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Who do you believe? Do you believe Andrew McCabe, who you saw in 60 Minutes last night, or Rod Rosenstein? That smirky-looking grin on his face. Who do you believe? Was there, as Lindsey Graham talked about, a bureaucratic coup? Or is something else going on here? I mean, is this the deep state? Is this a bureaucratic coup? Were they looking to invoke the 25th Amendment? Who's right? Who's wrong? And more importantly, who is lying? We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. Please join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
Steve Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. We're trying to figure out who's lying here. Andrew McCabe, who has, I think, lied something like two or three times to Congress, may still end up doing time. Well, what about Rod Rosenstein? Remember Rod Rosenstein? Rod Rosenstein, you'll recall, said, no, I was just joking. We're just joking around. A bloodless coup d'etat is not something that you joke around with, either at the FBI or the Department of Justice or the White House. You just don't do it. And that's what's so sad about this thing. Now, what is it precisely that Andrew McCabe said that has set everybody off? Let's go to cut eight. Real quick, because I want to go back to what it was that Andrew McCabe actually said. This is cut number eight. Andrew McCabe with Scott Pelley last night on 60 Minutes.
Discussion of the 25th Amendment was simply Rod raised the issue and discussed it with me in the context of thinking about how many other cabinet officials might support such an effort.
Rosenstein was actually openly talking about whether there was a majority of the cabinet who would vote to remove the president.
That's correct. Counting votes or possible votes.
What seemed to be coursing through the mind of the deputy attorney general was getting rid of the president of the United States. one way or another.
I can't confirm that. But what I can say is the Deputy Attorney General was definitely very concerned about the president, about his capacity, and about his intent at that point in time.
How did he bring up the idea of the 25th Amendment to you?
Honestly, I don't remember. It was just another kind of topic that he jumped to in the midst of a wide-ranging conversation.
Seriously? Just another topic?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's Andrew McCabe, who is proven to be a liar before. And now we're supposed to believe him. I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of the mind. In fact, let's go to cut 9, because this was Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation yesterday from, I believe, Munich, of all places, promising a Senate investigation of Rod Rosenstein and Andrew McCabe.
So through good reporting by 60 Minutes, there's an allegation by the acting FBI director at the time that the Deputy Attorney General was basically trying to do an administrative coup, take the president down through the 25th Amendment process. The Deputy Attorney General denies it. So I promise your viewers the following, that we will have a hearing about who's telling the truth, what actually happened. Mr. Cabe, you remember, was dismissed from the FBI for leaking information to the press. So you got to remember the source here.
There's been some parsing, though, of whether these were extended discussions versus conversations about the 25th Amendment.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know whether those conversations have taken place?
No, but I think everybody in the country needs to know if it happened. It's stunning to me that one of the chief law enforcement officers of the land, the acting head of the FBI, would go on national television and say, oh, by the way, I remember a conversation with the Deputy Attorney General about trying to find if we could replace the president under the 25th Amendment. We're a democracy. People enforce the law, can't take it in their own hands. And was this an attempted bureaucratic coup? I don't know. I don't know who's telling the truth. I know Rosenstein's vehemently denied it, but we're going to get to the bottom of it. I do know there was a lot of monkey business about FISA warrants being issued against Carter Page, about dossiers coming from Russia that were unverified. Mr. Mueller is going to look at the Trump campaign, as he should, to see if they violated any laws during the 2016 election. And I'm going to do everything I can to get to the bottom of the Department of Justice, FBI behavior toward President Trump and his campaign.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know who to believe right now, but I'm with Lindsey Graham. Let's put these people under oath and find out who's lying. That's the only way to do this. Stick around. More to do. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You know what's coming up next? Oh, my favorite part of the show. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. I got two lines open right now. So if you want to grab one of them, you're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Got your mother in the world. 790, Las Vegas. And 98.1, Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know what we do in this final half hour. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in. You tell us what it is that matters to you. For the first 2.5 hours, we tell you essentially what we're going to talk about. It's kind of what I call the three-legged stool. It's stuff that I want to talk about. The three-legged stool looks like this. It's got to be compelling. It's got to be something we all care about, or that at least you care about. It's got to be something that is topical. You know, something that is today's news, not something that happened 6 months ago. And it's got to be something that's entertaining, that'll hold your interest, that'll hold our audience's interest. That's essentially the three-legged stool we always talk about. Tell you what, let's do is go to your phone calls. Our lines are jammed right now. First day of the week, they usually are. A lot of stuff to talk about. Let's go to Ron. Ron, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Wall. Last week, you and I talked about a possible contest of naming your baby Magalania, right? Yeah. I came up with the idea on July the 4th. Wouldn't that be a great day for the first baby to be born on July the 4th and name her Magdalena, and would she be the winner of the contest?
Wow. Wow. July 4th. No. That probably would. I'm just thinking about it. Will, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Turn off the radio here.
Yeah, turn down that radio.
I know it confuses me.
And by the way, can you do me a favor? Can you take us off speakerphone?
Oh, hold on.
Yeah. Let's see if this is
better.
Oh, much better.
Oh, my apologies. You bet. I turned that speakerphone on so I could hear you because you got the delay. In the old days, you never had delays on phones. You had to take it as it came.
Yep.
Okay, ready? Right, here's what I think this is. It's a large picture, but this whole thing is going to circle back to the uranium sales. I'm pretty damn sure that if I did a $140 million deal with a bunch of friends and I needed a Justice Department some cover, I think I'd probably give up 100 mil of that to keep 40. That'd make 100 people capable. And when they launch this thing against Trump, I think they were trying to cover the trail on uranium. But what happened was it gave them an avenue to check for any ties to Hillary. In other words, they get to sweep the corporation that established the original lawsuit. They get to sweep the Russians. What they're really doing is a rear sweep of all the data to clear Hillary. And Trump is they're just throwing everything they can to keep the public off the trail. I think it's all going to circle back to the 140 mil and the uranium thing. And the other's just...
So you think like this is diversion? This is like a diversion?
Yeah, I think they became so corrupted, the Democrats inside the White House and government, our society became lazy, and I think the corruption goes much deeper. But when you tie it to the money, the Justice Department is a place to have to breach because that's where your laws are enforced and held. And everything else is secondary for prosecution matters. But I think this whole damn thing is going to go back to the uranium or somewhere in there.
And is it all going to point back to Hillary then?
Well, I think it's deeper than Hillary. I think she's just the point tip of the spear. I think we're seeing this corruption. It's got, like most things, it seeps. And I think it's permeated into our local levels, clear down there. I don't think it's just there. But when you look at this, it's so complex, and it keeps to pop up. And when you look at the pop-ups, there's no real substance to them, but they won't go into them, have the discussion. And the only thing of that magnitude is either deep hatred for somebody or a troubling childhood or money. The money is generally the base of all the levels of corruption, but... But I think this whole damn thing is going to circle back when you watch. They just keep pushing, but when they're pushing, they're sweeping. They're looking for evidential trails that can connect Hillary to that Clinton or something that went wrong inside that damn White House or the Justice Department. Clearly, I think it's disappointing. All I'm trying to find the right words here, but that's it. It's a big picture. I realize it's a little bit of those birdie tweet things. It's way out there, but. Jesus, when you look at this thing, it makes no sense to a morally rational, common sense person.
Wow. You know what? All this stuff that you're talking about, the uranium one thing, I mean, all of that, you know, eventually cycles back to Hillary. Maybe I'm making more of it than there is. But we've never had... a legitimate investigation. It's just bizarre. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Happy President's Day, Kevin.
Happy President's Day, Gary.
I know this is not a popular thing to say, but I thought we sent the UN and the U.S. would send food aid to countries that got hit by earthquakes or tsunamis and things like that. Why would we have the dictator? He's such an idiot, he won't even accept the food. Aren't we supposed to let the people get hungry enough and angry enough to overthrow this jerk? I don't get it. I don't understand why we're sending them food aid that they won't even accept.
Are you talking about Venezuela? Are you talking about Venezuela?
Yes, I am.
And why we have to send the aid to Colombia?
I don't understand why we're even doing that. Let those people get angry enough and overthrow that guy and get it over with already. I don't understand the UN. I don't understand what the U.S. is. Too generous, too good sometimes.
Well, the fact is, Venezuela is totally screwed up. Totally screwed up. And I know there is an island in... And I don't know what body of water, but it's Caribbean, Roatan. And it's a beautiful island, but it's only 19 miles from the coast of Venezuela. And they've got tons of Venezuelans who are crossing this 19 miles of water to come to Roatan to resettle because Venezuela is just too damn screwed up. And then what does AOC want to do? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She wants to turn America into Venezuela. Look at what a great job they've done in Venezuela. It just makes no sense at all. Steven, in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning, sir.
Yes, indeed, sir. And I certainly would like to thank Ed. Boy, I tell you, from 3 to 6, either in the afternoon or 3 to 6 in the morning, this certainly comes up with some good listening, not unlike we haven't had here in years past, but I'm glad to see it coming back. I would like to agree with the gentleman regarding the investigation, the phony dossier that Hillary's organization paid for that started this whole thing. Of course, thanks to... the 3 to 6 in the morning, which I listen to religiously, I would encourage people to. You'd learn that, I've listened to the guy for 15 years.
And you're talking about Alex Jones. You're talking about Alex Jones, right?
Yes, okay. Certainly okay. Am. And according to reasonably reliable information, Mueller was the bag man. That's why he was head of the investigation. It's not atypical the way the swamp works. I've seen it happen for years now. The main guy that has the most alert lose is usually putting in charge of the investigation so he can gather all the evidence and destroy it all.
Wow.
Keep in mind that when Bill and Monica, remember the conflagration that we had there?
Oh, yeah.
If you remember, Monica had a blue dress that she had one of the ladies that allegedly had been attacked by Bill was contacted by Monica, and she put together the program. And had she not had that blue dress with incriminating DNA on it, we'd never heard of Monica Lewinsky.
And by the way, Stephen, I will take you a step further. If not for Linda Tripp, if not for the semen-stained blue dress, Bill Clinton's mug would Mount Rushmore and might be presidents in the history of our country because he would have gotten away with it, of wagging his finger. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Remember that? No, if not for the semen-stained blue dress, and I hope you saw last night, Fareed Zakarias, I'm not a big fan of his, but he did a fairly nice, I think it was an hour, maybe a 90-minute presentation on impeachment. And it looked at the Nixon impeachment and the Clinton impeachment and the way people wanted to impeach Bush and Obama and now Trump, and that people are using it as kind of a political weapon. But the fact is, no. I'll simply tell you. I thought it was an excellent expose on the use of impeachment as a weapon. I need to take a break. Okay, we'll get to more calls coming up from all across our listening area. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
It's the one day every year when fat is great. It's Fat Tuesday, and it's returning to Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Tuesday, March 5th, it's the 10th annual All-You-Can-Eat Fat Tuesday celebration. You'll enjoy Alaska snow crab legs, fresh Louisiana crawfish boil, catfish, fried shrimp, blackened chicken pasta, all served with salad and jambalaya. And be sure to ask about Rhythm Kitchen's Mardi Gras drink specials. Oh, and did I mention? Breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $42 per person. You don't need reservations, but seating is limited and begins at 5 p.m. Check out this amazing Fat Tuesday Mardi Gras buffet at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks is conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Cassell of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Cassell at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, this whole nonsense about the border wall. And let's see, the state of California wants to sue the president. And let's see, who else wants to sue the... Oh, there are about five states out there right now. And you've also got all kinds of folks. ACLU wants to sue the president. Sherrod Brown, though, was on with Dana Bash on State of the Union yesterday. Let's go to cut five. Dana Bash and Sherrod Brown, though, was asked about this whole thing of Beto O'Rourke, the guy that ran against, actually is running for president. Many people believe Beto O'Rourke's running. In fact, I believe it. He couldn't win a Senate seat in Texas, but I guess he thinks he can run for president. But he was on with Dana Bash, and Sherrod Brown refused to agree with Beto O'Rourke on taking down the present border wall. There are a lot of Democrats who are saying, let's get in office and we'll tear down the wall. This was Sherrod Brown. This is cut five, by the way. Sherrod Brown yesterday on State of the Union.
Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke says he supports taking the border wall, the border fencing in and around El Paso, where he's from, down, because he said it hasn't made the country safer. Do you think the existing walls and fencing along the border should come down?
I don't live in El Paso, and I take the congressman there at his word.
But you're a United States senator who does these policies.
I understand that, but I don't think you look at the border wall in a 12-mile area. I take a backseat to nobody in border security, and it's clear we've learned over time that we have the technology, helicopters, border agents to make our country safe and to keep illegal crossings at a minimum without building a long wall. That's a decision that should be made in the whole context. You don't say, well, this congressman says take it down here, this congressman says build it up there. You really want to look more broadly than that.
Okay. So he's not looking to tear down any present border fence. A guy that is challenging the president and, in fact, has announced that the People's Republic of California is going to sue the president is the attorney general of that state, Javier Becerra, was on with Martha Raddatz on This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Mr. Attorney General, let me ask you, can you say definitely that California will be filing a lawsuit and when that will happen?
Martha, definitely and imminently.
And imminently Monday, nothing will stop you?
No reason. We are prepared. We knew something like this might happen. And with our sister state partners, we are ready to go.
The president seems to be focusing on a wall in Texas, not California. Are you confident your state has concrete standing to challenge this? What harm is he doing to California with this declaration? Or will you join other states? How will that work?
We're confident there are at least 8 billion ways that we can prove harm. And once we are all clear, all the different states are clear of what pots of money that taxpayers sent to D.C. he's going to raid, which Congress dedicated to different types of services, whether it's emergency response services for whether it's fires or mudslides in California, maybe tornadoes and floods in other parts of the country, or whether it's our military men and women and their families who live on military installations that might have money taken away from them, or whether it's money taken away from drug interdiction efforts in places like California. A number of states and certainly Americans will be harmed, and we're all going to be prepared.
Okay. This border wall thing is everywhere. And in fact, I'm going to give the last word to Alec Baldwin. He was channeling, I guess Saturday night, he was channeling his innermost Donald Trump, announcing, this is cut one, by the way. Alec Baldwin channeling his best Donald J. Trump.
Thank you very much, everybody. I'm here to declare a very urgent, important national emergency. This is a big one, so I don't want to waste any time. That's why first I'd like to blow my own horn a little bit, okay? I just had a great health exam. I'm still standing, 6'7", 185 pounds, shredded. Also, we have another summit coming up in Hanoi with the North Korean leader, Chairman Kim. who, by the way, is a very cool, misunderstood guy. I'm really looking forward to seeing him next week at his dinner for schmucks, as he calls it. Let's cut to the chase, folks. We need wall, okay? We have a tremendous amount of drugs flowing into this country from the southern border, or the brown line, as many people have asked me not to call it. That's why we need wall, because wall works. Wall makes safe. You don't have to be smart to understand that. In fact, it's even easier to understand if you're not that smart. So you can all see why I gotta fake this national emergency, right? I have to because I want to. It's really simple. We have a problem. Drugs are coming into this country through no wall. I asked President Xi if they had a drug problem in China. And I'm not gonna do the voice, but he said, no, 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 me no like drugs, me like death penalty. You know what, it sounds better with the voice, I think, I must say. But imagine if we use the death penalty for nonviolent crimes here. You shoplift, bing, bing, two in the back of the head. Okay. Just something to kick around. So I'm basically taking military money so I can has wall. So I'm going to sign these papers for emergency, and then I'll immediately be sued, and the ruling will not go in my favor, and then I'll end up in the Supreme Court, and then I'll call my buddy Kavanaugh, and I'll say it's time to repay the Donnie, and he'll say, new phone, who dis? But then the Mueller report will be released, crumbling my house of cards, and I can just plead insanity and do a few months in the puzzle factory. And my personal hell of playing president will finally be over.
And of course, there is a media. That's an applause line. That's a laugh line. That is an applause line for people on the left. Tomorrow, big show tomorrow, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. I want to find out who she believes. Who does she actually believe? Does she believe Rod Rosenstein? Or does she believe Andrew McCabe? I'll be honest with you. I think they're all lying. They are all lying. But I'm gonna ask Megan who she believes, and I'll be honest with you, I haven't the foggiest idea who she believes, but we'll find out. That'll be tomorrow. I want to thank you. Today's been a fun Monday. We'll do it again tomorrow, live and local. Now. On the cloud of sun, I think in the night. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016.